transportation policies limit access to opportunities through direct effects such as inequitable cost and indirect effects such as residential segregation. The indirect effects are caused in part by combined effects of transportation policies and land use practices. This report states that it identifies sources of transportation policies' inequitable effects. It examines the existing research in the areas and highlights the critical need for more research and data collection related to the impact of transportation policies on minority and low-income communities. It also makes recommendations to address the racial injustices created by transportation policies. It states that it was common practice in the 50s and 60s, and even today, to construct major highways through low-income and minority communities. And it states that what happens is this leads to the destruction of thriving neighborhoods, the eviction of minorities, and negative health impacts. When you're looking at the demographics of today's society, there are 69% of the society is white, 12% are African Americans, and 12.5% are Latinos, and 3.6% are Asian Americans. And it still seems, even though the percentage of African Americans in the society are less than that of white Americans, when highways are being built, they still seem to somehow end up in African American and low-income families' backyards or through their communities. It also states that transportation costs for the majority of low-income families is 30% of their household income. And it's only 14% of those making 60% or more. Some of the suggestions, I'll just cut to the chase. Some of the suggestions for dealing with this problem are individuals need to look at increased funding for public transportation. Not only is that a good idea for the environment, it's a good idea for the many people who have low and or moderate to low incomes and use public transportation. It also establishes enforceable standards to also, there needs to be established enforceable standards to measure whether the benefits and burdens of transportation policies are distributed equitably to minority and low-income communities. Also, there should be increased funding for research that examines transportation equity and improve data collection to provide a better basis for evaluating the effects of transportation policies, including supporting the needs for geographical coded data. And also, there needs to be a greater recognition of the interaction between transportation, land use, social inequity, and the support programs that address these effects. That's just one of the things that I wanted to say as to why the citizens of Jimtown, along with the No Build Coalition, oppose the Western Parkway. The second area that I'd like you to consider when you're doing your new policies for the new year is about sewer and water districts. The citizens of Jimtown opposed having water and sewer. And according to Mr. Esposito's testimony, it seemed to me, if I were to encapsulate what he had to say, is that his company would be responsible for